Hello.
Yes, I'm Steven. It's Nephtali from Family First Care.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Just checking in. The county had emailed to me whatever is missing from your case. They should have sent you a letter already a few weeks ago, probably.
Everything is in and done. Just waiting on an evaluation from health and wellness.
Application,
everything has been approved.
Oh,
so now you just have the one last assessment where they come out, and then everything should be ready.
Okay, perfect. So can I take your information as you want to be the caregiver, and I'll submit it
sure.
to our input department?
Sure, that's fine.
One moment. Pulling it up, 1 second. Okay, so you will be the caregiver, right?
I'll be one of the caregivers, yes.
Didn't get that? You said that you will be the caregiver?
I'll be one of the caregivers.
One of the caregivers, oh, okay.
Yes.
Just a question, do you work now with another agency as well, or...?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'll take both of your information. So your last name is
Goosby. Goosby, yes.
My first name is Steven. The A type is your own age. And patient's name. That I have here is Yolanda Goosby. And the best phone number to reach you is the 0806 number?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your address?
Okay, all right, Mr. Gass. All right, do the same. All right, thanks for stopping in.
Oh, sure, let's just see her.
Yeah, I'm not
sure
I appreciate that. Yeah,
she looks good. I'm glad she's in the condition she's in for us, getting better.
Uh-huh.
And sitting up.
Yeah.
And he's laying down.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that. I ain't allowed
that.
I ain't allowed that.
It's good, man.
All right.
God's time will be all right.
Yes, in time.
Right, take care, brother.
All right.
See you, man.
All right, you too, always.
So what's your address?
Okay. You can use this address, 4549 North Utah Street.
Okay, and that's in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, PA, 19140.
Okay. And what is an email address for you to send you the links for onboarding?
It's Steve Goosby. It's STEVE. G-O-O-S-E-B-Y gmail.com. No. My first name and last name. GOOSEBY at gmail.com.
Okay, got it. And there is mail, language is English. Did you get the COVID vaccine? I'm just, it's just questions that I need to ask.
Yeah, I had it.
Okay, vaccinated. I'm assigning this case to Monica. And submit. Okay, perfect. And now I'll take the other caregiver information.
Our caregiver will be Tykira, T-Y-K-I-R-A. Hold on, let me make sure it's right. T-Y-K-I-R-A, yes.
Okay, this is the first name, the last name?
That's the last name. Okay. I mean, that's the first name, I'm sorry. That's the first name.
No
last
problem.
Name is Martin. Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay, and the A type is your own age. This will be permanent. And the patient is the same. Okay, what is the best number to reach him?
No, that's a lady, Tykira.
Oh, her. Oh, okay, sorry. I'm not familiar with that. So what's the best phone number for her?
267.
267.
414.
414.
5505.
5505. Okay, and what's the address for that caregiver?
I don't know her address.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and leave it blank and they will, I guess.
But I actually have, because she will be like the morning person.
Okay.
Like 7 to 3. I actually have two people. I have one, she's going to be the permanent morning. Then I have someone that's just going to do the weekends.
Okay, let me interrupt you for 1 minute. So did the service coordinator, the patient had the assessment already?
No, she's going to have her assessment next week, but I'm just letting you know. I'm just giving you a heads up as to I have all time slots filled except for 3 to 11.
Oh, so you will need to find one from 2 to 11.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll write it down in our notes, but the question will also be, like, how many hours the service coordinator will approve.
That's predicated on the, on her evaluation, so I don't know. I'm
just letting
you know, like, I've already just did the math for 24 hours just in case, even though she should get that anyway. But, I figured it out that the time slots would be 3 to 11 that would be needed.
Got it. Okay. And if this one is a female, language is English. And COVID vaccine on right on shore.
You want the last person's name?
You have a third one? You have two caregivers, right? It's you and you have two caregivers. It's you and Tykira.
No, I have two aside from myself.
Okay. I'll take that one as well. 1 second.
Okay. Her name is Michelle.
1 second.
M-I.
Just 1 minute.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. So what's the other one?
Michelle, M-I, C-H-E-L-E.
Okay.
Last name, Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S. I do have an address for her.
Give me just 1 second. What's the address for her?
7315 North 21st Street.
Okay, and the city?
Philadelphia, PA.
And the zip code? I can Google that. If
okay.
Okay, it's 19138.
38, yes.
Okay, what would be a good phone number for this caregiver?
I have 267.
67.
869. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not 267. I apologize.
Not a problem.
It's 215.
215.
869.
869.
7406.
7406. Okay, I'm putting no answer as the email address. And this is a female, right?
Yes, it's a female as well.
Okay, this one was also submitted, so we submitted 3 caregivers. And so the intake department will be in contact with all the caregivers, and you included about, you know, onboarding and everything that you need. So about the assessment, do you know an exact date when the assessment is scheduled for?
On the 11th.
On the 11th.
February 11th.
Okay, perfect. And I'll send you our agency information, so you know to request our agency. The service coordinator will ask you then, like, which agency you want to go with. And I'll send you our correct information, so the FT doesn't make any mistakes for that. Okay?
Okay.
And once you know you have the assessment was done, just give me a call, what hours they discuss, and the intake department will be included as well, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your time, and stay safe. Take care.
All right, do the same. Thank you.